coming up on episode number 509. Well, it's been a while since I've done a show where I feature several different covers of the same song. I did it for Tom's Diner, I did it for Creep, I did it for Me and Bobby McGee. Now let's do it for what many people believe is the ultimate rock song of the 70s. It is Stairway to Heaven. I'll be presenting 8 different covers, as well as a song that was the inspiration for Stairway to Heaven. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's September 23rd, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to A Stairway to Heaven edition of Coverville, presenting several different versions, several different inspired takes on that classic Led Zeppelin song from 1971. Came out almost 37 years ago. Beginning of November will mark its 37th anniversary. And since not a round number, is it 37? No, but it'll work. Let's go ahead and start with a song that was the inspiration for Stairway to Heaven, at least for the guitar line that is lies underneath. Somebody pointed this out to me a while back, or I saw it in a magazine, immediately went out and found the song and was just blown away by how similar it is to the Led Zeppelin version of that same guitar line. It from a song that came out in 1968, this is Spirit, the band Spirit, from their album Spirit, 1968. It's a song called Taurus, which was the astrological blend of the band members of Spirit. Very interesting. Here's Taurus by Spirit. Thank you.
she knows if the stores are closed. With a word she can get what she came for. Sometimes words have two meanings.
Nice. I felt like I had to include at least one kind of straight-ahead rock version of the song, but one that still mixes in enough outside elements to make it different, and that one certainly does. That's Giza Vatke from an album called Stairway to Rock, which came out in 2002 with her cover of Stairway to Heaven. Now, Giza was born in Chile. She now lives in California, and she's worked with so many different artists and so many varying artists, Enrique Iglesias, Melissa Etheridge, Perry Farrell, and Meatloaf, just to name a few. And that version, I think, is just fantastic as far as being one of those straight ahead versions. Really, really cool. Before that, you heard Rodrigo and E. Gabriela with their version. That comes from their self-titled album, which came out in 2006. Hold on, I'm going to pull up my notes here. 2006, Rodrigo E. Gabriela. It was a request, a suggestion by Andrew, but I tell you what, Andrew, even if you didn't request it, I would have made sure to include it. And then that set started off with a song called Taurus by a group called Spirit from 1968. There was a re-release of that album in 1996 with remastered audio. And that was the song that many believe inspired Stairway to Heaven. Now, it's never been proven, it's never been confirmed, but there are a lot of sources that say that Led Zeppelin and Spirit actually used to hang out together. So there's that. and there you have it, Spirit with their song Taurus. What Coverville is brought to you by Bluehost tonight. Professional web hosting for $6.95 a month. Free setup, no hidden fees, and that includes a domain if you haven't already registered it. For that $6.95 a month, you get unlimited hosting space, unlimited file transfer, and you can host unlimited domains. Everybody I've talked to that has signed up for the service loves it. And for no small part is the customer service that Bluehost provides. Again, when you sign up, it's not just some faceless company, plug in your credit card, yada, yada, yada. They call you, make sure that you know you got set up all right, make sure that you didn't sign up on accident or somebody sign up for you. Really, really great company, Bluehost.com. Make sure that when you register, you go to Coverville.com, use the link on either the sidebar or in the show notes of this very episode, and that will give me a little bit of an affiliate payment for you for signing up. Well, a payment for me, but it comes from you for signing up. Yeah, okay, Bluehost.com. All right, well, just like that Rodrigo y Gabriela version of Stairway that I played, there was another version that I just could not do this show without including. And if I did, I'd have several people irritated with me, including Callum, Ewan from Scotland, Wayne from the UK. That is, of course, the Rolf Harris version. Now, there's a few different sources for this. The version I have comes from an album, a compilation called Stairways to Heaven, Stairways to Hell. But as I'll mention later on in the show, there was also a tie-in to Andrew Denton and the Money or the Gun series. But forget that for right now. Just sit back and enjoy as Rolf Harris spins a yarn with his wobble board about Stairway to Heaven.
There's an old Australian stockman, a rock band, trying but dying. They get themselves up onto their collective elbows, revert to their 60s instrumentation, and they try again. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. All together now. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if those stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. All together now. With a word she can get what she came for. Ooh, and it makes me wonder, how does it affect you, blokes?
And it makes us wonder.
That's interesting, that, yeah. There's There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. All together now.
'Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
A lot of words have two meanings. Like in this song, the word to buy, buying a stairway to heaven. Bought. Oh no, that's broad, isn't it, that one? Well, there's lots of words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. All together now.
Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Misgiven? Just change instruments now. Thank you very much. Misgiven, ladies and gentlemen. Is it nice to have your name mentioned in the song? Isn't it good? Free trembler, good one. Can I change instruments again? Thank you. Nearly finished. There's a lady, I'm sure, that I mentioned before. Yeah, I did, yeah. And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
All together now!
And she's buying a stairway to heaven. When it makes me wonder, ooh, when it makes us wonder, ooh, when it makes us wonder, it makes us wonder.
You know what's happening next. This is where we combine Freebird with Stairway to Heaven. And we call it Stairway to Freebird. It's kind of a short and a little condensed version we do. So here we go, Stairway to Freebird, the condensed version.
Never rehearsed.
She's buying
trees.
Rings of smoke.
And the voices of those who stand looking.
What are they looking at?
Ooh-ah-ooh. Ooh-ah-ooh. Makes us wonder.
Your hat is humming and it won't go. In case you don't know, the piper.
Three versions of Stairway to Heaven that seem to be influenced by other songs or have other songs kind of mashed in with them. That one right there was the Rock Lobsters, an Australian B-52s tribute band with their cover of Stairway to Heaven, kind of done in that Rock Lobster style. Before that, Monty Montgomery with a live mashup, Stairway to Heaven meets Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. Kind of combined all into one there. That's a live recording. And then we start off that set with Timey Kangaroo Down influenced Stairway to Heaven by Rolf Harris from Stairways to Heaven, Stairways to Hell, also from The Money or the Gun. Let me tell you a little bit about The Money or the Gun. It's an Australian comedy talk show that ran from 1989 to, well, 1990, but it actually had specials that stayed on until 1994. In the middle of each program, they would have a different band come on and perform a version of Stairway to Heaven. And there were impersonator bands or tribute bands like the Doors, Australian Doors Show, which is a Doors tribute band. Neil Pepper, who was an Elvis impersonator. Robin Dunn came on and did a version that was very similar to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Of course, the Rock Lobsters, there, a B-52s tribute band, et cetera, et cetera. And Rolf Harris's version came from that, and also that Rock Lobsters version came from that. And it was just such a bizarre combination. As a matter of fact, there was a YouTube video that was really popular a while back called... it was a Beatles tribute band, the Beatniks, who did a version in the style of I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, and Twist and Shout. So in America, they released an album, a compilation of a few of those called Stairways to Heaven. I think it had maybe 12 tracks or 14 tracks on there. In the UK, in Australia, they released a much broader compendium of those tracks, as well as a DVD video of a lot of the performances, which had 24 or so, I think. And thanks to some Australian listeners, I've been able to get my hands on the larger anthology of Stairway to Heaven covers from The Money or the Gun. We're going to hear one more cover of that in just a moment, but I want to let you know about something that's going on right now. The Podcast Awards are being accepting nominations, and I'm telling you this for a couple of reasons. Number one, sure, I'd like to be part of it. But more importantly, it's a great way for other podcasts to get recognized. If there's an audio or a music program that you like better than Coverville, absolutely, please go nominate it, because it's a great way for other podcasts to get exposure. Several categories there. You can see them all at podcastawards.com. If Coverville does happen to be your favorite music podcast, then please throw me a nomination. I'd love that. But... And for right now, it is in the category of PodSafe Music. They might be changing that to a general music category, or they might leave it as PodSafe. But I've talked with the manager of that, and he feels that since I pay royalties to ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, that I'm considered PodSafe. Wouldn't want anything to happen to your pod now, would you? All right, let's get back to this. Now, I mentioned one more cover from that Money or the Gun series I want to play, and usually I don't like to pull from the same album even more than once on the same episode of Coverville, but I do feel like these versions are so broad and varied that they are a great example. Plus, I'm sure it's going to inspire a lot of you to go out and buy this, buy the album, Stairways to Heaven, or if you live in Australia, of course, The Money or the Gun. Here, this is a version by a female pop group called the Whippersnappers, and I love this version. As a matter of fact, of all the versions that I'm going to play on the show tonight, I think this one just might be my favorite. Here's the Whippersnappers with their take on Stairway to Heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed. With the words, she can get what she came for. Heaven. Ooh. see dozens of people out there, which is good. That's good, Johnny. Because the last bar mitzvah we played, that guy couldn't draw flies. So this is a good one right here. So anyway, yeah, what a coincidence, because we have dozens of fans out there. And
all over the world.
That's right. Dozens of fans.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. And you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Whoa, 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 when she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
It's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter. And it makes me wonder
if there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now.
It's just a spring clean for the May Queen.
Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run,
there's still time to change the road you're on.
Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know.
The piper's calling you to join him.
Dear lady, can't you hear the wind blow? And did you know?
Your stairway lies on the whispering wind.
As we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our soul, there walks a lady we all know, who shines white light and wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, the tune will come to you at last. When all are one and one is all, to be a rock and not to roll.
Oh, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. She gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Thank you.
The late, great Tiny Tim. His real name was Herbert Carr. He was born in 1932, died just a few years ago, about, well, 12 years ago. Holy cow, it's been that long. 1996. Ukulele player, American singer, comedian, and apparently a very big brain as far as music is concerned. That is Tiny Tim being backed by the fantastic band Brave Combo for an album, one of his last albums that he put out, called Girl in 1996. All covers on that album. Great collection there. And before that, another band known for their covers, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes from 2004 from the album Ruin Johnny's Bar Mitzvah. That's a great kind of condensed punk version of Stairway to Heaven. And then we start off that set with the Whippersnappers, a fun little pop version, a great pop version there also from that 1992 release of The Money or the Gun, Stairways to Heaven. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening to all these renditions of Stairway to Heaven. Of course, you can contact me by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call a request line. Please do, 206-222-COVER. Or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums, all of which you'll find at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with, I think it's got to happen. It's just got to happen. Today's actually his birthday. It's Bruce Springsteen's birthday today, the 23rd. I think I'm just going to have to do the Bruce Springsteen cover story finally after almost 4 years of the show. Let's do it. Let's do the Bruce Springsteen cover story on Thursday. And so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Well, there's a lady who's sure that Coverville is brought to you by the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville, in case you don't know, is brought to you by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.